July 9th, 2024. We'll do roll call.
Joe
Redman.
Gary.
Tony.
Mark.
This meeting is being recorded and audio will be posted on the city website. Anyone wishing to speak, please raise your hand until recognized by the mayor, then state your name and residence. Now we'll do the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice.
Okay, we have some, we will need a motion to approve the agenda. There are a few additions.
I'll make that motion.
Yeah, so under fire and rescue, we will add Bill Bright's resignation, approval for Brandon Peterson, and update on their monthly meetings. Under the liquor store, we have an inventory variance report, and council should have that in their handout. Mayor's report, I'd like to add solar power, and we'll need an approval to close the city office on Thursday, July 18th for election training. Under purchasing and personnel, we'll need approval for Ann Rapp to attend Sourcewell's clerk meeting on Wednesday, July 31st. Let these added to the agenda. Could I have a motion, please?
Yeah, I'll make that motion.
Second.
Vote.
Aye.
Aye.
We have open forum. Does anyone wish to speak in open forum? Okay, I just have a little update. There's a lot of rumors and stuff going around about some of our gambling issues and stuff that the city had. Just want to clear some of that up. It was basically, we had a gambling manager that quit suddenly. We had another person take over. And some of the paperwork didn't get filed with the state. So the state's pretty picky about how things get done. So paperwork has all been caught up. We are good to go. So it was just a paperwork issue, and it took them a little bit of time to get it straightened around. So, our gambling's all ready to go at the bar.
Well, I gotta go.
I ditched my money. consent agenda. I'll need a motion to approve the consent agenda as amended.
I make a motion to approve the consent agenda as stated.
As amended.
As amended, okay, yeah, because it's amended. But do we need to change that part of not accepting Bill's first resignation?
That'll come down in fire and rescue. Yeah, we'll take care of that, don't we? Okay. Do I have a second?
Second.
Vote, please.
Aye.
New business and critical issues. We have a presentation of a donation from Mackenzie and Troy Halverson and Quinn and Clay Schneider. These four people have raised $600 for our park. I am just amazed.
Wow.
Actually, I think it was five. Five
was
from
500?
Them. Yep, five. I'm sorry. Five from them and 100 from another individual.
Okay, okay.
But they went from 100 to 500.
They have gone overboard. It's wonderful, you guys. Thank you so much. And I hope when we're up and running, you get to spend a lot of time there.
So yeah. What is your favorite part, and what do you want to see done at the park, coming from your view? You have a spokesperson?
Are you interested in a splash pad?
Yes.
Yes.
What did you go do this morning?
Pickleball. Yeah.
Oh, so you like pickleball too.
Yeah. That's
right. Pickleball is your favorite?
Mm-hmm. And monkey bars and swings.
Oh. Did you hear that?
Monkey
no.
bars and swings.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Yes, you guys, it's very appreciated.
Can we have a question?
Would you guys come back here and bring your check with you? We'd like to take a picture with you. Yes, go home, please. Yeah. What is it? Did all the work?
Let's get right in front.
Can you guys kind of center in between the plates?
Oh, sure. Yep.
Okay. Yay.
Okay, good. Make sure everybody can. Okay. If you use the sand in front, you certainly can.
Yeah, it's like from the other side.
Okay.
Perfect.
Look at that. How proud we are.
Yeah, so proud.
Yay! Yay.
I have a feeling they might be back.
It's a great way to start the meeting.
Mayor, permission to speak?
Yes, please.
Marilyn McCann, 2442 Rouse Lane, 58, Minnesota. Mayor, Council. Last February is the Park and Rec Committee. We came to you to have your sponsorship and matching funds for the DNR grant. And we, you know, made some big promises that we would really enhance the community. And I think this is a perfect example of how this multi-generational effect is happening, and these children took it upon themselves. Like, it didn't come from their parents, it didn't come from their neighbors, grandparents, took it upon themselves to solicit money, to make these bracelets, and all because of 50 Lakes Days, they saw the 6x6 tiles that we were selling for $100, and that was really motivational for them. So I'm just honored that I live in a community like this, that with a council that supported this, because this is what we want. This is our legacy. When we're gone 20, 30, 40 years from now, these are the children that are going to be
sitting here.
Yeah. So I just wanted to applaud you too, because that was a big commitment, right?
Yeah.
Correct. That you committed to that and you believed in it, and here it is. So thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Resolution 2024-12, accepting a gift for the playground. The resolution accepting a donation of $500 from Mackenzie and Troy Halverson and Quinn and Clay Schneider, and $100 from Mark Heigl. Okay. Whereas the city has received a contribution of $600, and whereas a donation has suggested the donation be used for the playground, and whereas the City Council of the City of 50 Lakes agrees that said contribution would be of benefit to the citizens of 50 Lakes. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the City Council of the City of 50 Lakes, Minnesota, hereby acknowledges and agrees to accept said donation of $600 on behalf of the citizens of 50 Lakes. Be it further resolved that the City Council of the City of 50 Lakes designates said donation for the playground, adopted this 9th day of July, 2024. I'll make the motion.
Yep.
Second.
Vote.
Aye.
It would be nice if we could get some sort of tile or something for them.
Oh, they're getting tiles.
Oh, good. Yeah. That's amazing. So.
And we have Jamie Lee, County Commissioner, candidate.
Candidate, yes, not commissioner yet.
Thank you all very much for the opportunity to come and talk with you this evening. My name is Jamie Lee. I live in Deerwood Township. And first of all, I just want to comment on these kids. That was very commendable, those kids. There's not a lot of that in this world anymore. That's pretty impressive to see. So it says a lot about your community when you see something like that. So, very cool. I just wanted to take opportunity to introduce myself a little bit. Running for County Commissioner District 5, which obviously covers this area. A little bit about my background. Retired from the Sheriff's Department, 18 years in law enforcement. Started my own business. I got a trucking company in Crosby, North Central Transfer. Been operating that for the last 15 years now. Got a little bit of background in planning and zoning with the city of Crosby. And wanted to offer the opportunity to answer any questions you might have, if you have any. I know you have a lot on your agenda. I'll leave some pamphlets with, or information here I can leave by if you guys want to check that out. Check out my website.
Is your phone number on there?
My phone number is on the website. My email is on these. Phone number is on the website. Answer, recall, if I'm on the phone with somebody else, I'll leave a message. Or you can leave a message and I'll return your call. So. Absolutely.
So I do have a question. So I think it's Doug.
Yep.
So yeah, yep. That's there now. So what are your different views that would be different from him?
So my big issues that I feel are real important right now is number one, transparency with our county government. I feel we need to be far more transparent with what we're doing. Government is supposed to be there to serve the citizens and not the other way around, and I don't think there's enough communication and enough openness with what happens on our county board. I also don't think there's a lot of accountability right now. If you want to research what a particular commissioner is, what his viewpoint is on something and how he voted, it's not the easiest thing in the world to find. You have to go through a data request. I think it'd be a lot easier if that information was posted.
What is it that's happened that you don't agree with, or I mean, other than the data part, other decisions that?
Well, one of the things that I don't particularly care for with the way things are handled now is right now all the decisions are actually made in committee meetings, and then they get to the county board meeting, and they vote unanimously on everything. So you're not able to understand how your commissioner is feeling or voting on something and what his personal view is on it. So. And I think that's important that everybody knows exactly how the commissioner is voting, because then you know how to vote for your commissioner, if that's what you want to see or what you don't want to see. So,
how could you change that as one county commissioner?
I don't think it would be one county commissioner. I think there's others on the board that feel the same way. They just are a voter currently.
Okay, gotcha.
Yep.
And what county commissioner, so what are some big decisions that are coming up?
There's a lot of big decisions that are happening every day, from our roads to the way the HRA is funded, how the county budget is handled with each individual department. We have a mental health issue in our county that we're trying to address. That's taking up a big portion of our budget now, is social services. And there's a lot of things that I think should have a lot more attention than they do now. A lot of things are just rubber stamped and assume that they're doing it the right way, and I think it would be better to have some more oversight than we have right now.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for your time and for coming up here.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak with you. So I'll leave those there. If you don't mind, I normally stay and answer questions afterwards. She's supposed to be an Emily right now.
Oh, Emily,
they're going to wait for me.
Okay.
But by all means, please give me a call, email me, whatever, Trevor Wade, get a hold of me, I'll answer it. So.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank
you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. We're up to 50 Lakes Day report. Again, I'll just kind of let you take that away if you would.
I left in front of you the financials. So for the day, the total with off sale, inside bar, pavilion, patio, bar closing, we were at $20,911.81. That's pretty good. I mean, it's very good. I know, I think Diana was disappointed that from 2023 to 2024, we're actually down $50-$60, but the staff experienced serious problems with the credit card machine. So I don't know what that did.
Right.
We were able to load the ATM continually so people could at least get cash.
It wasn't the ATM down for a while?
It was probably because it was out.
Right.
Yeah.
So I mean, considering that.
Yeah. The committee worked very, very hard. I'm so appreciative of everyone. The jail, the bar came up with that, and that was the hit of the day. Marilyn could attest to that. She was arrested.
It was brilliant. Just brilliant.
Yeah. Which took in $493.
Nice. Yeah, and as far as the jail went, I talked to Jana was jailer. She said, oh my God, her time went too fast. She wants more time next year, and we should extend the hours that we run it, not cut it off, you know.
Yeah.
Because if they're willing to do it, I mean, let's let them go.
Yeah, that's fun.
But I think, go ahead.
It was nice to have the sheriff's department because with their sheriff's umbrella and the boat and stuff, yeah, it kind of looked real official.
It did. And when the bar decided to donate that to the parks, that was amazing. And so I think next time we'll have the park committee booth right there as well.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's fun. Yeah.
And that's one thing I must say, that the park pavilion or their booth was way hidden. And I actually got to go find it myself because I was busy with other things. And then because people asked me, mm-hmm. Well, where do we go get tiles and where is this at? And it's like,
yeah.
I don't know. They're here somewhere.
Yeah. Now, next time I think we'll make sure they're front and center.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. I also have a suggestion that the bar gets a 6x6 tile over there for their donations of monies. I know the city can take monies from the bar, but it'd be nice to thank them by putting them on
for the jail money.
Just a title, but you know, I don't.
Okay,
know.
Okay, they donated $493.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So. We give them a title that says.
But it would be nice if people see it.
Bar shop jail money.
There you go. I'll let Diana can come up with something. I think that's a good idea.
Well, something clever.
And then I don't know if she has any comments on 50 Lakes Day. That's all I have.
I thought it was busier than it was last year. I was just disappointed in the sales and stuff, but all in all, I think it went very well, other than the credit card machine being down and stuff, but I was just disappointed because I thought it would be better.
How did the credit card machine, does it just randomly go down?
Yep.
Okay.
And they could not get it. They got it up and running once, and then it went down again, and they just couldn't do anything for it.
On 50 Lakes Day, mm-hmm. We'll try and fix that before next year.
But wasn't it like already working before, and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
it was. Yeah, there was just nothing.
Was it just overwhelmed?
Apparently, it just too many people at once, and I don't know. They really didn't have an explanation for it. They just said after I was on the phone with them for about an hour that they couldn't do anything. Call back on Monday.
So, if it gets overwhelmed, we can't be the only place. I mean, there's got to be larger bars and stuff that use it. So mm-hmm. somehow they need to fix that, because that's going to be every year then.
Mm-hmm. Now, yeah, and now with Puya coming up too, you know, it'll be the same.
Yeah,
same thing. So,
yeah. I think we should look at for backup or cash money on that. You did go to that, and that was a smart idea on your part. But I think we, looking at the next go around, just increase the amount of cash only, especially outside.
I do have to say, going with cash was really, really nice at the end of the night. You know, you didn't have credit card receipts this long and have to go through them and everything and make sure you had all of them. So it cut down on our time a lot by going to, you know, just the cash. So there was pros to it. It just, like, the ATM ran out of cash, you know, so I would have to come, or if Ann was there, then she would, and some people just weren't patient, you know, and understandably.
And we always want to do better than the year before, but if you look at the last 14 years of this outing, this year was one of the top four
in
monies, so we shouldn't get too hung up on this, but it was a dang good effort across the board with everything involved. So.
And it really didn't rain, so I was talking about that.
Does anybody have any way of estimating number of people that, that showed up? And is there any, we always talk, it was bigger than last year, it was this way, it was that way, but.
I think it really depends on what time of the day.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, I don't know.
Because it lasts for, well, it's 12 hours long, really, for some of us. Yeah. And it'd be nice if there's some way to count. Of course, you have multiple ways coming in, but there's no way of gauging. I think they did a better job this year because it was, we had so many vendors that stayed more spread out. It wasn't all right in front of the Harvey booth, which was nice that there wasn't a big crowd there, but it was hard to judge which way it went.
Yeah, I'd like to commend Diana and her staff. By 11 o'clock, they were ready across the board with the satellite bars and what have you. They had it up, they had it all running, and they were selling beer, so.
Right.
Okay. It was a great job on that.
Yeah, it was a great job.
I think it was a great day.
It was fun.
Yeah, it was lots stellar. Okay. Any other comments on 50 Lake Saint from anyone?
I think we should do that jail every weekend.
Just take it
outside.
Especially if there's someone that does shitty down the burning one.
We certainly could if we could get some volunteers to do it on Booyah. You know, anytime that there's some, you know, a nice crowd here,
Yeah, I kind of do it for you.
Okay.
Thank you for adding the golf carts, because there were a number of people with physical challenges that really appreciated that, and they were parked way down there, and I thought, I don't know whose idea that was, but that was,
I don't remember ever not having them.
We've had them for most of the time. I think we had them, right?
I don't know that everybody knew about them. That's my bad. I mean, not all the people might have known that they could have gotten them.
Well, and I think someone mentioned that at our committee meeting, and so next year I'm going to put shuttle.
Oh, great.
Because you don't know. Maybe somebody's just running.
Yeah, that's true. That's a great idea.
Yeah, so.
And moving forward, I also like to, I know we had that other letter when I picked up my packet from the county on doing the intersection out here in County Road 1. But I think we really need to grind on them as far as getting a real access to Skeets Field over here in order to increase, the parking was not used over there hardly at all. And there wasn't, I didn't see 10, 12, 15 cars maybe at the most last year over here, where the year before there was 30 cars out there. Right. So.
And we're just going to get some better signage.
Yeah.
Better signage and a better approach. That approach, because of the parking, people parked right up to either side, so they didn't even realize that there was parking there.
Okay.
So the signage.
One thing too, we have to consider for next year is they're going to be redoing one, and what's that going to do?
So that's the other thing we're going to hold them to is a time frame to when they're doing it. If they're doing that in June, then we got to worry. If they do it in July or August, then we don't have anything to worry about.
Well, maybe we do contact them and let them know this is our big event.
Well, they're supposed to, no, did you?
The letter's at the back of your packet as an FYI.
There is another letter there?
Just the same one.
Okay. I have mine on the top of mine for a handout. I didn't bring it tonight. But are they going to come and talk to us again about a plan for that?
They asked if you want them to. That's why I put it at the back of your packet. So if you want them,
for me,
what month?
Yes, but I missed last time when you came to probably good on
this. Should I see if someone wants to come next month?
Sure. Oh, shoot. Why do you have to pick the months I'm not here?
Then, no, you need to be here.
Yeah, you need to be here. So let's
move. I'm going to buy my plane ticket in September. Can we have it in September?
Sure.
So, yes, Diana, that's something to consider too for the bar. This is when they redo one. Hopefully, it's still full access, you know, through. I don't know how that'll work.
Well, it's a mill and fill. I'm generally like going the other direction. don't even think they took a week.
And the road was open. They just had somebody, yeah, it was just one lane for a while.
So it's not like three was.
Not a car. Yeah.
No, it's
a complete shutdown. But they are going to have to redo this particular intersection. So we have to figure out what date. If you have a date line for 50 Lake Days, we have to have them informed so they can work around that as far as their work schedule.
We'd like to keep it every third Saturday in June from now.
So when this moves forward, when they show up, we want to give them a date and say, okay, if you're going to be working on it during this time, can you start here or end here so this intersection stays somewhat intact?
Okay.
But I do want to see their plan as far as the bypass lane and whatnot.
Thank you.
Okay, anything else on 50 Lakes Day?
Just one comment, and Diane might be able to answer this. Did the music celebration, I see that got canceled with the major bands?
I'm sorry, what was that?
With the reason we moved 50 Lakes Days was for that concert.
Well, the Lakes Jam was a big...
But did they run into trouble with...
I think you're thinking the Moon Dance. Lakes was in Brainerd.
Okay, well, we'll go on to committee reports. Planning and zoning, take it away, Gary.
Well, I don't really have much to report on. Everything's going pretty smoothly, and there's just not a lot to talk about, so I think that's pretty much it.
Fast and quick. Okay. Okay, parks. I'm sorry, Jill.
That's not me.
Never mind. You can take it if you want.
No.
Okay, one of the items, the first item is to approve the purchase of a laser engraved plaque for 10 donated conifer trees from Buck and Sue Buhite. When we first started building this, and Buck was had a lot to do with it, and he and Sue donated some of the, and they're beautiful, you know, pine trees, and the Norways and the blue spruce and stuff. It would be really nice to acknowledge them, even after all this time, and put something out there for them. Did you check on placing your plaques for by chance?
Yeah, pretty standard. It depends on the size you want.
$164. I, for 10 pine trees, absolutely by our area, I think that's pretty reasonable.
Yeah, what year was that?
2005. When I started.
It'd be nice to change something before he goes away.
Yeah. Well, of course, yes. For sure.
We need a motion on that?
Yes, we do. We need to.
We make a motion, we spend $170 roughly on a plaque for Buck and Sue Buhite.
I'll second. Vote?
Aye.
Next, I want to talk about the DNR grant. We got it!
I'm so excited. It's just that it's. Really sad.
It's really great.
Considering how fast we grew that together, we didn't grow it together.
So I just want to make sure you guys are all clear then that the grant was for $487,518, of which they approved matching half. So out of our pocket.
So 20,000 they donate. And we'll donate. Yeah.
They'll donate half of the 400. So we are responsible for $243,000.
Oh. Okay, I thought you said 40-some thousand, but originally...
487,000. So I just wanted to make sure you guys are clear on that. Yeah, but...
We're putting the money towards it anyway. We might as well get some of it
Yeah, I just think it's awesome that, so we'll plan on the budget. When we start working on the budget, we'll make plans for the budget. And in a little bit, after we talk about Lori's Prem's grant services, I'm going to start with that now. We'll need a council action on that to approve her. She's going to look in some more grants that will help contribute to our contribution, our path of worship. So there's grants out there for that, and if she can get us any more grants, and she's done a wonderful job, we may not have to dig in our pocket for a whole lot.
That's fantastic.
With that then, if council's okay, I would like to then get a firm quote from CSR, who will design the splash pad. So we'll need quotes, and I'm going to contact the league and probably our city auditor to make sure, because this is a huge amount of money, to make sure I do it right. Our policy says we have to have 3 bids, and I almost think we have to advertise, so I got to make sure. But there's another outfit, too, that does splash pads that I'll reach out to. And with that, I'm hoping I can utilize Lori as well as for grant writing services, but she has her pulse on this that, you know, I can do the work, but it'd just be so nice if she's there to say, okay, this is the next step, this is the next step. I think Marilyn would agree that.
I would. So we were afforded, you know, over $200,000, but there's a lot of checks and balances along the way. Like the DNR grant would be very rigorous, and to have someone that would work side by side with her, with Ann, just to make sure we do all the accounting pieces, along with all the other things you do for the city, this would be really helpful. Because we don't want to, we don't just get the money, we have to like prove everything along the way.
Right.
Or so. Mm-hmm. And she obviously did a great job. We got it.
Yeah. I mean, I still am in shock.
That's fantastic.
It is. Yes.
So I will make the motion that we continue using Prem Grant Services for our grant writing.
Second.
Oh,
aye. All right. Aye.
And the next one, City Resolution 2024-11, resolution accepting donation of $5,000 for Christmas for kids. Whereas the city has received a contribution of $5,000, and whereas the donor has suggested the donation be used for the playground, and something, whereas City Council and the City of 50 Lakes agrees that said contribution would be of benefit to the citizens of 50 Lakes. Now, therefore, it resolves that the City Council of 50 Lakes, Minnesota, hereby acknowledges and agrees to accept said donation of $5,000 on behalf of the citizens of 50 Lakes. It be further resolved that the City Council of 50 Lakes designates said donation for a playground. July 9th, 2024.
You're making that a motion?
That's a motion.
That's a long one.
Also, she read it all last time.
No, it's good. I'm not.
Okay. Bye, folks. We'll take a vote on
that.
Aye.
I just want to say this. I don't know how this came about. I just got a text from Diana. Tony and I did one day that someone, that they dropped off a check to the bar for $5,000. I thought she had her zeros wrong.
Well, I would have too.
She did. So,
thank you.
That's
amazing.
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
It was an anonymous donation?
It was anonymous?
No. I met with the ladies from there. I have a patron that comes in that is on the committee that comes into the bar, and she's very into, well, they all are. They're the kids, anything to do with kids.
Oh.
So they just really wanted to pay it forward to the community here that they really like here.
Do we send them a thank you or send them something?
Absolutely.
Acknowledgement?
Yeah. I would suggest maybe I can get a hold of Joy and maybe do a check and maybe
same thing.
Have them kind of do what you guys did with the...
That would be nice.
Put it in the paper, put it in the Crosby paper. I would think that would be a great thank you because this is really awesome.
It is.
It's huge.
This may be off topic, but so the money that we're getting from the DNR, I assume is going to that whole playground area?
So is that going to include more pickleball courts or not? Mm-hmm. Oh, it is good. Okay. I just didn't know. Because I thought we were still wondering about where we're going to put them.
We wrote all that.
And I must say, I'm glad I played the first time ever. I believe it was Friday morning and we played at 8 o'clock because the people we played with knew you had to have reservations, which I didn't know.
Where do you have to go?
We don't.
Oh,
we don't here. But
according to them, the people we played with who are avid pickleball players said we only get this court till 10 o'clock.
There's an app.
It's full. Mm-hmm. The rest
there's an app for delay that we didn't even know about? Who created this app?
No. It's an app you can use for any pickleball court anywhere, and you just say you're playing there. It's not reserving.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's not
you're just saying you're playing, and other people can see, correct?
Correct. Okay, so it's kind of like reserving.
Kind of, but it's more the honor system.
So what happens if someone from 50 Lakes that doesn't have a reservation wants to play there, but somebody from Breezy Point is up playing? I mean, does that make a difference?
There's a paddle holder that...
You wait your turn.
And you wait your turn.
Like you just wait your turn. Yeah. And then if somebody walks up and say, well, I have a reservation.
There is no reservation.
Okay. Right. I'm just saying.
But it was funny that, because I had no idea, and they're like, yeah, this book, and I watched the whole next 4 days of the weekend, and it's like...
Oh, today it was packed.
Yeah.
And it's packed.
Okay,
it's not
apparently empty. No. I'd like to play
playtime scheduler. Playtime scheduling.
Okay.
We need to put up a sign saying there are no reservations so it doesn't create conflicts over there?
I don't know. I want to get with the park committee or anybody who is an avid player, Justin too. I've had some requests that we block out time in the mornings for people to reserve it. But
Because Mark says, if he didn't know when he goes and starts playing and somebody says, I've got a reserve, I'm on this app, you know, I can see that.
I think most everybody knows how that works.
And I think your playtime scheduler says right there, it's not a reservation.
It does.
Just to put your name on
Randy,
there.
Randy, please.
If somebody wants to play with you, I know him. Oh, he's going to be playing. I'm going to go there at that time.
I wouldn't have ever... thought or knowing about that. If I wanted to play and somebody starts harassing me that that's their court, well, I have no idea.
Okay, then what do you grab?
Well, and that's probably
what happened. We're not doing violence at this point.
We're not. Just don't make sure you don't mess with Tony.
Oh, my cat is smoking.
Thank you. I made the kids out of the room.
Oh my god.
I'm an adult, isn't it? Okay.
That's pretty hilarious, actually. Okay, pickle play. Is that what it is?
Playtime scheduler.
Okay, there's pickleball time scheduler, there's pickle play, pickle heads. But I don't see.
We can go on to. Excuse me. Anything else with parks? Does anybody have anything else in the parks part of it? Okay, we'll go on fire and rescue. Jill, gambling status.
Okay, so the gambling status is that we were back up and running for the 4th. So that would be bingo and that sort of thing. Just in the nick of time. Things got in. I don't know how that all went, but I know quite a few people were there. So.
It went very well. Yeah, it was packed inside and out. There was a lot of people. It would have been very sad not to have had it.
Yes, wow, okay, that's great. So that's great. So it's back up and running. And then the next thing is, so the accepting a gift for 50 Lakes Day, is that a separate gift now?
Yeah.
Than the other gifts that we're talking about?
Yeah.
We're getting a lot of gifts from the community. That's amazing.
I know the fire department gave a gift to the city.
Okay, 36. I can steal this one.
Okay.
All right. So we're gonna go ahead and have a resolution to accept the gift from 50 Lakes Day. So, do I have to read this whole thing?
No, we have to read the number.
Okay. So, the resolution 2024-13. I'd like to go ahead and make a motion to accept the donation of $2,111.56. From the 50 Lakes Fire Relief Association.
Second.
Vote.
Aye.
So Bill Bright, his resignation day is now up January, July 1st.
So first we have to make a, always start off with making a motion to decline the first.
Rescind.
Rescind. Rescind. The first.
Resign.
Order of resignation from yeah. Bill Wright.
And change it to July 1st, 2024.
But we have to.
I think we have to do two motions. I think we have to rescind the motion that we made for accepting his retirement, rescind that motion, and then make this as a new motion. I think that would be two.
We're rescinding Bill Bright's resignation letter of June.
Whatever date we had before.
Well, you approved it at the June 11th.
So I don't remember. I don't think the date was June 11th on the resignation. But it, on the, so whatever.
Date
was on the July, on the June 11th resignation for Bill Bright. We'll need to rescind that. So
and that was my motion is to rescind Bill's resignation letter.
Okay.
I'll second that.
And let's go ahead and
Aye.
And we'll go ahead and make a motion to change to have Bill Bright's resignation be of July 1st, 2024.
I'll second that.
Aye. We also are now going to have Brandon Peterson as an executive review board member, so we need council approval for that.
And he will be replacing Jesse Anderson.
Correct. Jesse was stepped up.
Because the chief can't be on the executive
right. So now he's the chief. So.
Second?
Yep, I'll second that.
Okay, vote please.
Aye.
And a heads up about our monthly meetings. Our monthly meetings were always in the past where the second Wednesday of every month was the business meeting and the fourth Wednesday of every month was the fire drills. But we're switching those so that their days will be, they'll just be opposite. The first one will be the fire drill and the second of the month will be the fire drill and the fourth of the month will be the business meetings.
That's the way it was. You changed it.
No, we're changing it to that. Yeah, the business meetings are the second of the month.
Second.
Okay.
Yeah.
The
okay.
It would be the fourth.
I thought that's how it was.
No.
No, we did business meetings the second of the month. And the fourth meeting was drill. And we're switching those.
Gotcha.
So we're just switching people more time to get their paperwork in.
Yeah.
Can I have a motion? Or that was a motion, not a second?
We don't need to vote on that.
Well, we don't need
that's
to vote on
that.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Their business.
That was just FYI. Okay.
We had a good turnout for the Felix Day.
Yeah, and thank you very much to the fire department, too. I don't want to not
recognize
you guys
sure.
Because
you guys are, yes,
please. Without you, the day wouldn't be.
Yes.
It was. Well, for us. And making so much money for getting knocked out.
And Marilyn, too. I think she raked in some dough.
Well, I think for the community to see our firemen out there, you know, in the presence of, they're involved in the whole celebration.
Yeah.
It's just wonderful for people to see that, too. And it sure gives them good feelings. It's good.
Day. A lot of fun.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it.
For the
firemen.
We are up to road construction and maintenance. Mark.
Chad.
We've been, since it's elected, we've been mowing roads since the beginning more. We can't mow out quite as far yet because you gotta wait till after August 8th, I believe it is, for nesting birds. But we're getting a little bit done each one, a width or so. I got 19 roads dust guarded.
Thank you.
And they're 18 feet wide. They're dust guard 18 feet wide. That's
nice.
And out of the 19 roads, it is 13.7 miles of road that we've done. And so that would probably come to around about $36,305. And I'm only budgeted for $35,000.
You know what?
We can try to budget for snow plowing, but we don't need to do anything about that just because it's over the budget. I had talked to Ann about that. We've got money in different places.
In reserve, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But that won't allow us to do a second spill should it turn dry.
No. He said they said if it turns dry that Owen will come back and I'll spray again for us, but
it's gonna be $36,000.
Yeah, we'll see what the money's about. I hope we don't have to spray all of those. But usually just the ones that are in the sun have to be sprayed again. But if they're in the woods like a lot of them are, they don't need to spray again.
Seems like they put down a pretty good coat this year from what I see.
Yeah,
a lot heavier than, say, last year, by my eye looking at it. It looks pretty good.
Yeah, I don't know if they actually got the, they say they're putting it down at a certain rate, but I don't see how they can judge that out of the back of the semi.
Right.
Because it was coming out pretty good. He actually had one nozzle that was busted off, and it was just gushing out of that, so I was like.
Yeah, it looked like it got it put down pretty decent.
I thought so, too.
I did, too.
And that's all I have.
Oh, I will be gone Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Hopefully
tomorrow, Thursday, Friday.
Okay. Is anybody, is Bill going to be here?
Bill Fish is going to be here tomorrow morning. Okay. Mowing the grounds.
Okay.
But I don't have anybody lined up for Thursday, Friday. I don't think we really need anything suppressing right now. But if something comes up, I'll have Bill on standby.
Did you address any more on that speed sign on Kegel? Is that?
I got it. I haven't had time to. I got to take it down and bring it in. Take it apart, fix it. Somebody vandalized it and ripped the cords out of the battery box. And so I had to go through and try and rewire it.
Yeah, and like our road too, and right after the dust guard, but the side-by-sides and the four-wheelers just tear up our road. It's just something horrible. And one of them lives in our road. You know which one that one is. He was out there too. But when I ride the trails, is there some way we can get some 20-mile-an-hour signs to put on there for the riders, telling them that, you'll lose the privilege of using this road if you don't, We mind all the signs when we're out riding. It was just like, we don't want to, lose the privilege or...
Since you had that problem last year, too.
Yeah, you have to say, well, the same one that, well, yeah. It's other ones, too, though. He's the same problem that was a problem last year, is a problem again this year. But there's other anonymous ones that just come through the road and they just discard it and they just ripped a whole bunch right in front of my house.
Done down by others and they think it's all related, too.
So is that road that's down, that might not be 50 Lakes over there, I don't know where that, but there's another road down towards 66 that kind of actually runs into 66, right before you hit 66.
Meyer Lake Road?
Yeah. They have that same problem.
If we can get some signs to post out there, if you would check on, if you would mind checking out, see where the AT Club, where they get some of their signs or something, that we could post something.
I know Outing does have a few on their road.
They have any place that there's a trail up there. There, it's on their roads, and we see them all the time. And we say, it reminds you, 20 miles an hour, 20 miles. People live here, 20 miles an hour,
Doesn't Manhattan have signs too?
Cross Lake, and you cannot drive over 20 miles an hour in Cross Lake at all, and it is posted.
Now, is the
respect
sign
the road.
Do the signs say it's a privilege?
Basically, the ATV club has signs that say it's a privilege to use this road if you don't, because it's on their trail. It's taken you on a road to one of their trails, and so they have it posted. Our road is just kind of a drive through, and the people just drive. Mm-hmm. We don't, unless you come out to Blue Height, we don't want to go down to Blue Height Trail, Lake Trail, but. We're not maintained or anything by any ATV club. I'm just asking the city if we could post one at the start of each. At the beginning, because then we go through.
Kegel Lake, Meyer Lake, both ends.
It would be very nice, just to remind people not to drive.
And one at the end of Wolf Trail.
Oh, that's good.
Okay. Because
they come on that cul-de-sac and
go
back on Wolf Trail.
Yep.
I went through there last week and was working, it kind of looked like whoever was dragging Kegel Lake Trail was coming out and just turned them around, which all they're doing is dragging it anyway, so. Right. But I didn't see that damage, but obviously you've seen it.
It does. It's like, we sprayed Bouvet, and I was going home and I looked and there's already a four-wheeler slit sliding sideways going up. We just sprayed it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it wasn't even dry.
No.
It was already out there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's my complaint.
Can we send letters to these people if we know who they are?
That one we probably could, because we know for sure who that one is.
Yeah, I know who it is, but... Well, do you have the sheriff involved, or...?
Well, that was my thought.
Just a sheriff city letter.
Pay him a visit.
You know, just to put them on notice that we're aware that they're the ones that are causing a problem, and if it continues, the sheriff will be involved.
Because they come out of... What? The thing is, they come out of Hoophead Lane, and they... But don't even go back down the way lane. But that's anyway.
Oh.
So I can't really.
But we maintain it.
We maintain it.
I don't care. We maintain it.
We maintain it.
And I drive on it. And every time I get to that spot, I go boom, 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 boom. You know, it's like, because it came out.
Maybe send something that we're aware that you're the ones that are causing these problems and destroying the reuse. We're going to seek sheriff and possibly restitution. Because our roads are not cheap to maintain.
We can send them a nice grant first, and then if it gets, then they ignore that, then we can get a nasty grant.
Okay. You can work on that.
Okay.
But if you look at the signs, I would appreciate that if you get a chance.
Yeah, I'll contact the four
way book. That'd be nice.
So you're not working tomorrow? Is Anne aware of this person and who you'll send the letter to?
Oh, no.
No, she doesn't know who it is. I know where they live, but I don't know.
Well, all you got to do is go to the city website and go.
Well, if you come in, you can tell me.
Well, I don't know.
It can wait till
Monday. I don't know which one it is.
It can wait till Monday.
Yeah.
Unless you want it done, then just send me an address.
That's part of Emily there, but we maintain it?
Correct.
Yeah, the other part of
Should we also try to solicit a letter from Emily on their letterhead, much like ours, sent to the same place. Because it seems to be
affecting letters from both cities.
Well, it seems to be affecting both of these cities here,
correct.
And I think they should hear from
both cities.
Yeah.
We could contact them and see if they would agree to do that.
I'll send you an email.
Okay.
Yeah, I think the sooner. Because we just dust guarded that road and you don't want to grade it for at least a month, hopefully.
You don't want to grade it at all.
I know, but hopefully for a month, if it stops, when it doesn't stop raining, they're going to be back out for a month. So, yeah. And once those ruts are there.
A little bit of rain doesn't hurt it. It's actually good for it, but if you get the gully washers, that
A half inch every 24 hours doesn't help either. That's the way the last 5 days have been.
Okay, thank you. Anything
else
for
Chad?
Thank you, Chad.
Thank you.
Moving on to liquor store.
Okay. I just want to run through a couple of three things. I'll start with the profit and loss schedule. We had a really good rebound from this winter when we had COVID and we had issues and losing money hand over fist and this and that. April of this year was tremendous. Almost got us out of the red for the year, but we're already surpassed that now. You look at June. June has outdone May. Of course, that's with the 50 Lakes days in there too. But just had some phenomenal numbers come through. And the start of July is going to be even better. So we have 4 straight days of, seating was not available. Everybody was standing in place. The outside beer garden was packed. I mean, there's a place to stand. I don't know where it was. So very good.
It's a good problem to have.
Yeah. Diana, talk a little bit about with the term of life here.
You want to know what's on the agenda?
No, with
the staff report.
Yeah, the staff report with the serve safe.
Oh, the Kim and I are looking to go to our serve safe class on the 19th in Brainerd, so that we get our certificate from the state for that. She learns more, I learn more. Mine's more of a renewal. She goes through the whole class and learns everything. So
she's not a renewal, is she?
She is not.
Oh, okay, that's a beautiful one.
And this is a direct response to some concern a couple months ago of not having a facility that's sparkling. So the more people we can send to these, the service on that, I think the better off we'll be, so.
Well, I'll make the motion to send Diana for a renewal and Kim for first time.
Are we gonna, where is the class at?
It's in Brainerd.
Brainerd, so you yeah. just dropped down.
But just so you know, that form says renewal class.
It says Kim's, yeah. No, hers says the.
Well, it says Kim, it says renewal on the top. So it's like food production manager renewal class. I'm just saying, like if you
right here it's checked for the initial training.
Oh, okay.
She checked, I'm sorry, yeah. But she's the first time, initial okay. training.
I got you.
Yeah,
just want to make sure she had the right one.
No, I checked the right one. She said she's for $100 and can touch $190.
I didn't realize there was some checks down below.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second vote.
Aye.
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 Sorry.
Thank you for that. You want to go on to the department
seat? Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so we got the dishwasher in. It's all up and running, working great, love it. Really, really helps a lot. But we took the three compartment sink out. We don't have anything to do with it. So I'm looking to put it on Marketplace or something to sell it.
Before you do that, what kind of sink or countertops are we thinking about putting over in the park? Remember we discussed putting...
We did.
But a triple sink probably isn't what we're looking
for. I suggested that, but it... We didn't think it would be big enough for roasters and stuff to wash them.
Yeah, it's not.
Oh, you're saying there's a glass sink.
Yeah, we want something.
Yeah, I thought about that too. It would have worked
out. But if you get money from Marketplace, you can put that towards. Sure. Well, I mean, I suppose it's not the same.
Well, she said it. Can't take it back.
Or some shelving. We do need shelving over there too.
Yes.
But no, it's just sitting out there, so we need to, I need your guys' blessing to put it on. Yeah.
And so note, I did some digging on the web, and a triple sink like that will run you about $400, and then $400 to $800.
So, should get what you can out of it.
Yeah.
If you got half, awesome. If you got $100, well, then
I would suggest you look on the website, look to A to Z, and see what A to Z is selling them for down there. They'll give you a good, because they sell used equipment, and they'll give you a great idea of what you should charge for.
I did go on Marketplace and look.
Oh.
Yep, and to see what other places are selling. And it's anywhere from $150 to $300. So I figured we'd ask
Would you need to put somebody on a polishing job on that, or not?
We could. We could probably power wash it.
You don't have to look over there. You can have people too.
No, I need a power washer. I don't need him to do it. I need a actual power washer to wash it. Yes. No.
I hide the corner for a reason.
I don't want you to do it. I just need your washer.
We have a motion and a second?
Not yet.
But that's something we're...
Motion second on?
Selling it? We do. I'll make a motion that she go ahead and sell the triple sink on Marketplace.
Second.
Oh.
Aye.
Or wherever she wants.
I mean, wherever she can get rid of it.
We want to
be. We just don't want to store it.
Great list.
As long as we're not storing it in 60 days.
She has permission to sell it.
Yes, absolutely.
Do that. Your staff report that's on here, have we had other issues with people at all over there? Is everybody kind of counting their money right now? Is everything...
I just went through that today, and for the most part, you know, we had some issues with power outages and stuff like that this last week, and there was a big variance difference. I went through a few other ones, and it was, if
one was long, the next day it was short, or, you know, you knew where it was at. I will get that together and send that out to you guys so you can see that. But I did look at it, and I really didn't see a huge... there was a few with one of the new girl, you know, because she just doesn't... she doesn't know the ins and outs and stuff, but...
I do have a question. So there's two areas where the staff can sign it, like, do transactions, correct? Like, where they're putting in orders and all that. Is there just two screens for that in the bar?
Yes.
And what happens if there's, like, three bartenders on? Yes. Do they have to sign each other out each time? Because I don't...
So if there's three behind the bar,
or
they're not in each other's drawers. It's only two people should be. The other one does sign in and can put stuff on people's tabs, but they shouldn't be in that drawer. It should be just that person being responsible for that.
So at the end of the night, there's only two people taking money from
you? Yes.
Okay.
Unless I'm back there, then I do help out and I am in their other drawers.
Okay.
Good. Yeah.
Just curious how that worked.
Mm-hmm. And then we added inventory variance report.
Yeah. I don't have that in front of me because I did not know that was even coming up.
That was a, we added that.
What happened there?
I have not seen it.
Oh. Randy, you want to share it?
Did I give you one?
You give me one. Oh. We need more. That's it. That sheet's not complete by any means, though. We need to work on that report. So.
The reason we went to this is to avoid the end of the year gap, was it not?
Yeah. Well, it's just very important in a business. To be inventorying your product.
Oh, yes, you should know.
Yes.
You should know what your inventory is.
Yes.
Right.
But you should have got this before the meeting, too.
Yeah, I did not see it. Clothing was $691 short. I will have to look into that. I know there was a lot of confusion on tags, because I only have so many tags for so many different clothing, so I will look into that.
So is there any way that, just curious, but is there any way that people can get their hands on them, like what a busy day like that?
Oh, definitely.
Could there be theft?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, definitely. Absolutely.
Just wondering. Yep. And it's chaotic. I don't know how many people are.
And you know that does happen.
Yeah.
Liquor, I would have to say, I know there was a few in there that I went back. That I did not, like there was a blue cherry banana cream in there that was in there twice. So I will have to look into that. I now have it down to one. So that was part of that. I know I did have a couple of invoices in there twice. That was my fault. So, and I would have to say, like, there's that too. I just don't. I have been talking with Sarah up at the Dock Cider a couple of times now. I just talked to her again today. We're going to have a phone conference on Monday to talk about the till variances and inventory. So maybe she'll have some idea for me too.
Do they still do the manager's lunches? We used to do manager's lunches once a month with a bunch of managers in the area would get together.
I haven't heard anything about that.
Really?
No.
It probably stopped at COVID.
Probably.
That's a possibility.
A lot of it started. But that was always a great thing because we would talk about stuff that we were having problems with and they would say, well, this is how we do it. You know, and so it's always great to have an exchange of ideas.
Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what
with Sarah, because Sarah's pretty smart.
And that was a lot of what Sarah, because we've talked quite a few times or whatever, but today she came up with some suggestions and I'm like, okay, I'm already doing that, but I could do this, you know, so... I don't know. We're going to talk again on Monday. See what we can do.
I think that business
seems like every year right after 50 Lake State, this kind of goes, I don't know.
The clothes were counted before 50 Lake State and then after.
Yep.
Yeah. And I know Lori was very diligent.
I know she was too.
Yeah.
That's just a lot.
Yeah.
You know,
that is just a lot.
I did notice something though. Like I grabbed a shirt and then I said I was going to buy it. And then when I left, it wasn't on my invoice, like on my ticket. And so I mentioned it. It had been forgotten. So I wonder if we should make sure that it's...
On 50 Lake State?
No.
Oh.
No, but I'm wondering if that's something where it's easy to forget that clothing when you're thinking about drinks. So maybe if someone wants to buy clothing, they should buy it immediately and separate from their drinks.
And not on...
Not on the same tab. Because I know that I could have walked out... I mean, I could have... If I had looked at it to know that that did not include my...
Well, that's where I was thinking the phone thing, because a lot of the vendors, if you buy something from a vendor, a lot of them, they can take your debit card or your credit card right on their phone. So if we had a phone set up just for 50 Lake State or just for big events, and it was used just for that, and then it went in a safe or whatever, but only use it. That way, people buying stuff too, it's hard. So I want a shirt, but I don't have cash, so I have to go inside to pay for it with my drink.
Right.
With my card.
And they should, if they want to buy something, they should buy it immediately. It should just be separate from their bar tab, because that way you know it's on their tab and you don't forget about it. Because if they walk outside, they say, hey, I'm going to buy this, and they walk outside and then they come in to pay their bill, they might remember the drinks, but not the fact that you brought a shirt out.
Yeah, I think it needs to be paid for right away, too. I think it's got to be a better method.
Right, exactly.
You know.
Well, exactly. Solution.
Because I know there's a lot of people that have...
Stuff cools down, we can pull that out and start reading cards of that.
You know, maybe, but I don't know enough about it. I just know it's available.
So I think it's both, though, because I think it's hard.
Okay, that is too much cotton.
But I think it's hard, I just want to make a statement. I think it's hard enough to expect all the bartenders to remember to put the drinks in, let alone separately to put in, you know, a shirt, you know, in there. Maybe.
But it all goes in the same place.
But would it go on your same tab as your drink tab?
It should.
But your food, your drinks, your clothing, it all can.
Okay, well.
But I agree. I think that you're onto something where it should be, if you get an article of clothing from somebody, you get the tag from them and they should have to pay for it right away. It shouldn't go on their tab.
Right.
So.
We'll work on that.
Yeah.
Well, she's not.
No, I think it's not 50 Lake State.
All this is not.
Yeah, I know. Yes, I realize that too.
Yeah. So just maybe any time
that was not good. That was bad.
Circle back to your phone idea as far as in the safe when it goes down it could come back. You just.
I don't know. See, I don't know how that works.
But that's something that. But
I just know. I just see the vendors use it, and I think, oh, what a solution for it would just be, especially for the clothing booth.
But I don't think Diana heard what you were saying as far as that goes, because Joe was talking. I think you need to restate what you told me.
Well,
I heard you, and
I
thought it was a great idea, getting a phone like that. Do you remember how you did that?
Yeah, I don't know how it works, but I see vendors. So I want to buy something at your booth, and I just have a debit card. They take their phone, and they tap it, or they do something with it on their phone, and there it is. It comes right out of my account. I'm all paid for, and I get my stuff, and away I go. I'd like to see something like that set up with the clothing thing outside.
Yeah.
And I understand yours was a whole different problem.
Right.
Somebody didn't put it on your tab.
Right.
But this would make the clothing thing a little bit easier, I think.
Well, and my
going inside and waiting in line for just because you just want a shirt.
But not only that,
and then my comment was, could that be a backup system for the
people
that always fails? I've seen you on the phone at numerous very busy events, talking to these people. Can we then just pull out that phone and start running cards that way? Maybe it's a backup. No.
No.
Well, I know we had discussed, didn't we? We asked Dylan about that, and he didn't think it would be very secure from a phone.
Well, it's not. That's not something we can do as a government entity.
So what about not a phone, but you know how they have those, it's not an actual phone, but you know, all those weapons.
Yep, she has one.
I have one.
Okay.
Yeah, we just couldn't get it hooked up to what we have. But
it's perfect. with the new people, maybe this new support, they're, in my eyes, they're way better than what we had before.
It's one thing to get your cars sliced and get paid for that way, but the next step is to get it into our system.
Exactly, yeah, that makes sense.
So, on that note, you just touched on it, with the new POS system, or new POS system support people we have, are they ever going to, do they come on site?
I don't think, I really don't think they would send somebody out, no.
They're already somewhere, right?
New York, I think, I want to say he is.
I think the biggest thing is, if she can work with them on the credit card reader, the handheld, that's going to change her whole world. Because then you can get multiple to use every day of the year if you want. The biggest thing we've had to struggle with Tremolo is it reaching. The actual internet connection, being able to reach.
Right.
There's a little white thing in there by the TV that's supposed to, boost it. So, I don't know, maybe
ours works, from Tremolo, from our house all the way down to the water.
Right, but you don't have a ton of people trying.
True.
That's what they keep saying.
Yeah.
On a certain day, could they boost, put enough extra boosters?
We're boosted as high as we can be on 50 lights a day.
I mean, if we had, I suppose it wouldn't be a booster to a booster.
Unless maybe we can spend more money. I know Emily Day, there's been talk. Have you heard that? I think Dylan might have said it, where the Emily Day committee is already saying we need more because their vendors are complaining because they can't run cards because they're out in a park. So,
that makes sense.
It does. And really, we can't have a personal device or even, I don't think, a city device where we're taking cards and directly putting that into our government account. That's so secure. I'll check on it. I think I asked the city clerk, and she said absolutely not. But
maybe we can open a separate account for 50 Lakes Day, and then that.
Or we're still on
still government.
Our auditor.
All government.
Okay, we'll work on this problem. We had a whole year to get this fixed. Not quite, but we have, but we do need to work on it because it is a problem. Anything else for the liquor store? Move on to mayor's report. I'll make the motion that we reschedule the August 13th council meeting because of primary elections. And do I include when to have it in my motion?
That'd be good because I don't know.
I think you guys should discuss
it. Can we bump it up to the first Tuesday? I could be here.
That's really hard to get all the business in.
Yeah.
If you don't want reports.
Oh. Yeah, we're scheduled for the 13th.
Yeah. You could do it the 14th, or you could maybe push it a week.
The mayor won't be here the next week.
Nope.
Neither will I.
Nope.
You want to push it to it's up to you guys, but I think I'm going to be on the water from the 12th to the 16th. So,
if we move it to August 6th, there are 6 days to the first Tuesday. Is that enough time to get reports or most of the reports in?
No.
Monday, the 12th.
I don't know, because if we have a meeting that night and then we're here for 70 zillion hours on Tuesday for the election. I mean, I'm not complaining.
Wednesday, the
14th. I prefer Wednesday the 14th, wouldn't you?
No, we don't. Yeah, we do have fire department.
I'd say the 14th is fine with me, too.
About this fire department.
Okay, then you have to do the 12th.
I'm going to be on call.
Okay, so we don't have you or Mark. If you want to do it the 6th, I'll try my best, but I just have to have everything to me then to work, and I don't work Friday, so.
Could you do the 7th? Is that more time? Or the 8th later on that week?
Sure.
The 7th or 8th is fine with me, too, of August.
It's fine with me.
You cut into my bingo on Thursday, though.
Oh, we want her in there spending money.
That's right.
We'll
do Wednesday, what that means?
It's certainly not.
So that's, would you say the 8th?
7th?
The 7th through the 8th. It's a Wednesday or Thursday.
I said Wednesday so we don't cut into your bingo. Or my potential bingo.
Okay. Everybody agree? August 7th? Okay. Council. 6 o'clock.
Oh, wait, no. Is that fire department?
Oh, yes. We're
no.
back to
no, fire. It's not. No, it's not. It's the 7th.
You can do both.
Yeah,
well,
we're
well, we so can have the meeting. Hey, if you put it on... If you put it on the 14th, just keep the meeting to an hour. From 6 to 7, council. And council is done at 7.
Because that's what we're doing.
Yeah, because that happens. It could. Okay, so the 7th at 6 o'clock?
Yep.
Okay.
I need a second for the moment.
Oh, sorry. Yes.
Vote?
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Approval of resolution 2024-10. This is a resolution governing write-in vote counting. Whereas state of Minnesota statutes 204B.09 subdivision 3 authorizes the city to adopt a resolution governing the counting of write-in votes. Whereas a city that adopts a resolution must do so before the first day of filing for office. Whereas city of election officials spend considerable time and resources to count and individually record write-in votes cast, many of which are frivolous, and whereas in order to save city time and resources, it is in the best interest of the city of 50 Lakes to enforce restrictions on the counting of write-in votes consistent with the provisions of Minnesota Statute 204B.09 Subdivision 3. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the City Council of the City of 50 Lakes, Minnesota, that any candidate wishing to have their write-in votes individually recorded must file a written request with the city election official no later than the 7th day before any municipal election. Be it further resolved that pursuant to Minnesota Statute 204B.09 Subdivision 3, this resolution shall remain in effect until a subsequent resolution on the same subject is adopted by the City of 50 Lakes, passed by the City Council of 50 Lakes, Minnesota, this 9th day of July, 2024. To sum this up, I'll make that a motion that we, but to sum this up, is that saying if somebody wants, if there's write-in votes, unless they file before the 7th day of, must file a written request with the chief election official no later than the 7th day before any municipal election. So if they're running on a write-in candidate thing, they have
That's to. How I understood it.
That's how I understand it, too. So how do people know that? Is it going to be in the paper? Is it published? I mean, how do people know that?
Yeah.
That's a good question. Maybe we need to publish it.
Jess is going to class on Monday. I'll ask.
Okay.
And
then
I'll be going to
postpone this for another 30 days.
Can we postpone this to the next, or does it have to be done now?
I don't like more clarity. I was very confused reading this. I do not understand all this.
I'm assuming it's to prevent the write-in.
Yes.
Like other people writing in, like your friend or something.
Mickey Mouse.
Yes.
Santa Claus.
Because those all have to be individually counted.
Okay,
and this is basically saying if you are a true candidate that you want your name written in, you need to file 7 days before the actual election. Then your name is what we're going to count then, as opposed to the Mickey Mouse's and the other ones.
And that's how I know it too.
Yeah.
But how do people know that?
Well,
if you're going to move around right in Mickey Mouse Street, really vote on
college? No. But, you know, say, you know, somebody decides kind of last minute that they want to run as a write-in, so they're out there, you know, and but they forget or don't know that they have to tell you that they're running.
probably call the county or call the city and see what the steps are to be a write-in candidate.
I wouldn't even think about that, but okay.
No, it's whatever you're comfortable with. This is a recommendation from the county.
So what we're doing is not allowing write-ins on the day of?
Yes, you're allowing them. Absolutely, you're allowing them, but they have to register with the chief election official 7 days prior to the election.
Okay, so let's say Steve, some random Steve, decides, I'm going to run for city council or whatever, and then decides to tell everybody at the bar, I'm running for city council, my name's not on the write-in. But he can't do that unless he registers with you 7 days prior.
Mm-hmm.
So what if he gets enough votes and he didn't register with you?
As far as I understood it, we don't have to count on them.
Okay.
So Mickey Mouse doesn't get a vote when you go over it?
Thank goodness. We don't have that much, but other cities have problems.
Mm-hmm.
And our time here is long enough that...
Yeah.
We have to tally all the write-ins.
Okay.
So I was happy to see this.
So are you saying that we have to formalize this through a newspaper portion of that?
The county basically does all that.
Okay.
They just send me timelines of do this on this day, do this. July 30th will be the day that candidacy opens for council members. We have a position of mayor and two council members open, and they step-by-step tell you, especially at the trainings. So July 30th, that candidacy will open, and it closes at 5 p.m. on August 13th.
How
can we go one step further? We generally have that meet the candidates thing a week before.
Mm-hmm. We really haven't, and when people run on a poll. The last time we did it was when you had multiple candidates.
Last time we didn't have any opposition.
Yeah. I mean, you can still certainly do it, meet the candidates, but...
Do we have anybody running?
It's not open yet.
July 30th to August 30th.
Never mind. Sorry that.
Yeah.
Okay, I need the motion on the resolution. Are we comfortable? Well, I didn't get a second.
I do have one question, though. Let's say someone on the candidacy that has already been on there. Let's say that person passes away or something happens to them, they're not going to, they're moving. I don't know. And all of a sudden that person that was on there is no longer on there running. And then somebody last minute decides, I suppose that's just a special thing. What I'm saying is if one of them opens up, and all of a sudden there's a candidate that's no longer running that was on the ballot that people were expecting to vote for. So...
The county would guide us.
Okay.
Yep, on how to handle that.
I guess one question I have, if we don't accept this, then we would have to count the Mickey Mouse votes. And if Mickey Mouse got elected, he'd be on our council.
Yep.
And I'm just using Mickey Mouse facetiously.
Well, I think, too, it makes people that... Take it more seriously. You have to put some thought in it because it is a very important
Joel
position.
Joel brought up the guy over in the liquor store. He could, you know, if we don't accept this, that person could potentially be elected. I think is
yeah.
So. That's the in and out of this, I guess.
Okay, I'm still looking for a second.
Anyway,
any more discussion? Vote.
Aye.
Okay, Sourcewell Community Impact Funds Award Update.
So we were awarded the $45,520. So the next step then is I'll get firm bids between Jess and I. For our technology and security equipment, we have the bids, but I want them to look at them. Yes. New lighting for City Hall Council Chambers, and then new office furniture, which includes a window in my office. And then for the bar, the ventilation, and the flooring. We had to provide a timeline, of which they're not sticklers about. We have 1 year to spend the money. So then I would ask Randy and Diana to look at ventilation. I don't know, yeah, if you want to pull cross lake sheet metal, you should try to get 2 to 3 bids. Same with flooring. And if council wants to discuss what, before they start on that, maybe give them some clarity as to what you're thinking. So everybody's on the same page. There's been talk of replacing the carpet with carpet or replacing the carpet with hard floor. Because I don't want to see them go to the work of this stuff without the full council knowing what you want. And same with the ventilation.
Now I'm guessing that there's, with this kind of comes a budget of what has been figured for flooring and ventilation that we've got to stay within, everyone's got to stay within.
You know, they've never really, I mean, they don't say that, they just look, because then we have to do an end report at what source of monies you use and other sources you use and where. I think it'd be probably good to stay. So Randy had said $6,500 for ventilation, bar flooring $13,750.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was kind of looking for. So they, everyone knows.
Yep.
The boundary, so to speak.
Yep. So I think the biggest thing for them is to know, or do you want them to get bids? We have it here. You don't have to spend it right away. It just depends on how fast you want to do this.
I don't know, Diana, the work in the bar, probably do that in the winter?
Because
it's quieter.
I agree. The quietest month, like February, or whatever the quietest month is, and that's when the floors can be done. With us.
Perfect.
Well, and probably a lot of the ventilation also.
Yeah.
And any work done on your bar side should wait till no sooner than October.
And then thoughts on hardwood flooring or carpeting?
I would rather have hardwood or the laminate or whatever.
Would there be an issue with slipperiness?
Well, there isn't now, but they got some
now. There's a little,
And it's in the bathrooms and stuff too. We have hand place.
You can get some hard stuff that has like some, what do you call it?
Yeah, the flooring in my basement is.
Yeah. That'd be the only thing I would want to,
And waterproof, obviously waterproof.
Enhancing the noise. I don't know if it taking off the carpeting and putting in hardwood floors.
That's true. That's
the floor. If it would make the sound bounce more too. So I don't know. Just keep that in mind. Keep some thoughts there.
And being on that note, I don't know if any of you have sat out there before, but acoustics. We can have a good conversation, but acoustics for anybody back there, they understand us. If anybody's been to the Cross Lake. They've got great big carpeted sound things on the walls, and I wonder if a couple in here in our open spaces would help some of the acoustics in here.
I know it's bad when I zoom in. You guys still sound like you're not talking.
Exactly, that's what I'm going with.
I have to really concentrate.
It's absolutely terrible for the acoustics.
Tried the microphone thing.
We could resurrect him again.
Well, I think what she's saying is, I think what they were just talking about was maybe coming up with a sound thing for the walls, maybe that would help with the acoustics. Was that my understanding?
Well, kind of, sort of. That's what Mark was saying, but I was thinking maybe we should try the microphones again.
Okay, yeah, I'm fine with whatever.
But I
mean, it was kind of why we set them up, and it's not much better.
I think they weren't working or something. They were dying quickly.
Yeah, batteries.
There were a couple issues with that. Yeah, we were going to get Dylan in to test it. It should have been busy, so we can try to do that.
Okay.
But I would think any kind of things that we could fill these empty voids on the wall with would help absorb some of the bounce of the sound.
Mm-hmm. I think you might have to do that in the bar, too, if you remove all the carpet.
That's where the whole idea came up with, is when they started talking hardwoods in there.
Yeah.
The acoustics are already terrible, as far as I'm concerned.
In the bar, yeah.
But I've got bad hearing, so maybe.
But that's a good idea, though, because even when they play music and stuff, it's really hard to hear anything. So I think that the acoustics would be, instead of having it so noisy and
Okay, we'll let you guys work on that, and you guys can let us know that you guys come up with some stuff with that. Let's move on to solar power. Dave Winkleman has been in contact with me, and I kind of, should say pushed him off, but put him on hold while we were waiting for the DNR grant, because we have to match that. I just talked to him again. He was today. He's said that we could get 50% of it paid for through 10% through the government and 40% through, and I can't remember what he said. He also brought up the bond issue. Some cities run a bond when they do this. I do big projects such as this, which I'm not familiar with.
Our grant writer, who now left, would she give any help to help us pay off for this?
Absolutely.
That might be a good person to include in this. It sounds like you said 50% already.
Well, it sounded like through Dave that we could get some funding in to pay for about 50%
okay,
of it.
Okay, and I'm guessing that she may have a few, maybe able to help out a little bit here possibly too. I don't recall what the number on that was.
Oh, I've got several here. He's got several bids. This one here looks like estimated cost of $260,425.
That's for both buildings?
All three rooftops will be paid for in 9 years with this one. So three, that's what we were going to do.
Because you got the two southern facing roofs over there and then this one.
Yep. This one here, now, total cost was $136,000.
Good grief.
This was $136,530, but I don't think that was three roofs. This one.
Right,
I think you're right on that, and three here. Anyways, do we want to pursue this any further? I think there's another person out there that had approached us about some solar.
Is Dave's offer that, or you know, whatever, at that 50%, is that on the timeline that you're aware of? You know, is that if we do it now, we'll get it, but that program will run out in 60 days, 90 days.
That I can't tell you. The 10% is from the government, and that's a 10% because they, you know, just because they want to push you into some solar, different ways of
I think power. We should get a second.
So, the other company, are you guys?
I'm working on it. I need to send them our electric bills from last year. And I should be getting to that by the end of the month.
Okay. Well, that gives us some time to before the next meeting. So if everyone wants to refresh themselves and go over the material that we got from Dave,
worth something to pursue.
I believe it is too. I believe it is too, and it's saving money down the road.
Right, exactly.
But we have to plan for the future for the city too.
Mm-hmm. Right, and maybe we can. Possibly Annie could speak with our grant writer.
Absolutely, she'd be tickled. It does say here, our team has spent some time developing designs and estimating the solar cash flow. There's ample room on City Hall and the Fire Hall. These installations will cost an estimated $260,000.
Yep, that's all of them, yep.
Yep, okay.
Yep.
And I know Dave did give what was it, something about the co-op to waive the, was it over 40 kilowatts or something? They didn't want us to run more than 40 or 45 kilowatts.
It was waiving the within a mile of each other or whatever it was.
Yeah.
That was waived.
Yeah.
That they didn't want you to have two solar power areas, but he had that waived for us because it was on
right. Yeah. So that would be another added thing for if we have someone else look at it, they could possibly do that also.
Okay. But I think it was the county that waived it.
It is.
Yeah.
Solar power has a rule of 1 mile between meters for dual installations, but Jeff Woolhart of Crow Wing said he would waive that rule for 50 acres.
Okay.
So let's get refreshed on this, and we'll go over this hopefully with the new one at the next meeting if we put that on the agenda.
Yep.
Okay, now we need approval to close city office at 12 p.m. on Thursday, July 18th for election training. I'll make that motion.
Second.
Vote?
Aye.
Discuss a special meeting to review the 2025 budget.
That's just something that's always on the agenda every year. All I'm doing so far is taking 2024's budget and putting it into 2025. And I'd like to sit down with whomever Chad and I have started and just start working on it, fire department as well.
Yep, so we know what the wants and needs of everybody,
yep.
Everybody is.
Parts.
And the fire department especially too, keep in mind your retirement fund too, as well as right. Budget that in for next year.
Right, that's
for sure.
So I'm okay not scheduling one if you are. If people come talk to you.
Generally, in the past, when we have had this, but we've been able, some years we've skipped the whole special meeting and done it, prolong this meeting an extra hour. Yeah. Because anytime we do the extra meeting, it's an extra cost to
right.
Our
understand.
Residents. So,
if we,
and we have done them, but we've done them in like October when it's getting to be push time.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. If we can all get together with Ann, the departments, and work with Ann on the budget, and then see where we sit at the next meeting, then see if we're ready to sit down and final get some more solid numbers.
Perfect.
That works. Mm-hmm. We have to review CDs number 2451, 2445, and 2448. On page 41.
Did you say 41? Yes. Yeah. So those are three CDs all at Pine River Bank. Right now the APY is 5.01. And they are offering 5.0 for 13 months again. I'd love to just keep them where they are.
I think we should. That seems to be the best.
And it keeps the balance of the spread out.
Yeah, just keep it all the same and just re-up them in that 13 month.
Can I make the motion?
Oh, I'll make the motion.
I'll second. Vote. Approval for Ann Raff to attend Sourcewell Clerk's meeting on Wednesday, July 31st in Staples.
Second.
Aye.
Unfinished business. Anybody have any unfinished business?
No, but I do want to say something. I think that was a great idea to get the bags. Here. Well, how they have
because
right. It pulls in a bunch of people. Obviously.
Larry does a great job at that.
Do we pay him anything for that? He just does that. It's amazing. It's great.
Yes. And if there's anything else like that, that would, you know, pull people in.
Right.
Like the trivia. Like in the winter, that's more of a winter thing, probably. Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely
right. Make a motion to adjourn.
Yeah,
we have open forum. Yes, Chad.
Perry's going to be dropping off some signage on Thursday, the ones that he has.
Oh.
He'll pick some different ones, whichever we want. And I just have to meet up with him. And I just wanted to make a suggestion to kind of keep up with the times. Emily Days, we have a QR code. We're having banners made with a QR code. Because everybody has QR codes now, they read their phone. And that's how you donate to the Elm Fire Department.
Oh, that's a great idea. Thanks.
So
yeah.
What you can do, you can have posters made for the park and hang them over at the park. People can QR code it and make a donation right there.
Wow.
That's fantastic.
And it's just a suggestion.
Yeah. Very good, great idea.
And it is the way idea. Things are moving these days.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to figure it out.
I'll just make it a QR code and then all the ones that come.
So
So how do we go about, does the fire department have to do that on their own, or can, okay, so we would do that?
And the parks have to do it on their own.
Okay.
Well, I'd have to check though, because 50, our Emily Day Committee is a 501c3 on their own, so I'd have to check with the state auditor to see if we can do that.
But we're not, Emily Day is not doing it, the fire department's doing it.
Yeah.
It's for the fire department.
So it'd be okay. The fire department.
But I'm just saying the park committee can do it.
They could do it through the fire department.
And the fire department.
Because it has to go, you're already running it all through the fire department anyway. The park donations, remember for the tiles?
The donations, they're coming through the city. Because they're donations.
How are we doing? Remember we had passed something, a resolution, at a council meeting to have the fire department.
I don't recall us passing a resolution. I mean, I think we had a motion, maybe, but I don't think so. You guys approved, I think, that you would be willing to run it through, and I'm still working with, I'm waiting to hear back from the city attorney on that. A city can't fundraise, but you can accept donations. This was a donation. The $5,000 is a donation.
But the tiles, I thought we were running the tiles and the bricks through
donation.
So. Well, that's what the QR code would be, donation.
Okay, but I'm not familiar either with QR codes, and I want to take up your time. We can figure it out, but are you paying something in the QR code?
No.
Or it's taking you to a website?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It takes you to a website where you can donate to the...
Okay.
Or whatever they set the QR code.
Then we just have to make sure everything's secure as well. We don't have the ability right now.
Right. I'm just saying that's what Emily, we just set up now for...
So Chapman has some ideas.
So is Carrie involved in that, the city clerk?
No.
Okay. So that's through your fire relief then?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's nothing with the city.
Right, but the city could do it separately.
But I don't think we can.
Well, if it's not soliciting... Right?
But it's the whole payment thing. There's a big process you have to go through to be able to do payment, online payment. We don't have that ability.
So can we change that so we can get
it? I'd have to look or check with the city auditor.
Okay. Because that might be because that's like Mark said. No, yes. Right? But we can start looking at it.
Yeah. No, yes. Good idea. Much appreciated.
Yes.
We need it.
Yes. Who made the motion to adjourn?
Your second.
Aye.
Thank you all.
Thanks, everybody.
Do you want to sign those resolutions?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
Jesse?
I didn't miss anything good.
No, not really.
But Brian moved more and wanted to paint that.
You made a sign. Anybody have an issue with that?
Is that like writing?
No. That was already approved.
I'll do that. I have like 6 goals in my whole
calendar. All $49.
You need a stud.
Set them all. No, okay. Because it's
I couldn't tell because
I need
just an old.